Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another weekly episode of Greater Is In You Radio with me, Bishop Lawrence F. Wright of Greater Harvest Church International, and Greater Is In You. Well, today's broadcast is Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done. How many times have we heard that phrase? And do we really understand what it means? Do we even comprehend what we're saying when we are praying those words? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Well, this is the subject that we're going to dive into. But before we do that, I would like for us to go into prayer, because I don't want to start anything, especially when you're dealing with God's word, before we go into prayer. Amen. So our God and Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for today. Thank you for your love, your grace, and mercy over our lives. Thank you for watching over us and caring for us and providing for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, that I may decrease and that your word would increase, and that everything that comes out of my mouth is accurate, rightly divided, unadulterated, and that it is beneficial and applicable to the hearer, that they may apply it to their everyday life and walk. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, I thank you, and amen, amen, and amen. Well, I hope everyone has enjoyed here in Georgia, in Atlanta, particularly. The weather is jacked up crazy. So I don't know where you are on the globe. Thank you so much. While I have the chance to do it. Thank you, folks, so much, all of you that dial in and even download the on-demand messages. These broadcasts are available for you to download. Thank you so much for making the show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. Millions of people are listening. And I know that they are, because I'm getting more tweets and Facebook messages and Instagram requests than ever before. So I know that God's word is moving and God's spirit is marching on. Amen. So I just wanted to thank you for that. But let's jump into the word right quick here. And, of course, we're talking about thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. And it's interesting that, you know, when I was studying this and I was reading it and I was really looking at it again, and the Spirit, you know, God spoke to me or showed me or revealed how he was intending to have this thing be done. And so Jesus Christ was teaching, and he was teaching about prayer. And he was teaching his disciples, those that the people that were not only following him, but his disciples in particular. And, you know, he was saying, hey, let's go up. I want to go up in scripture right quick. Let's start in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. And this time I'm reading from the Lexham English Bible. And it says, "But when you pray, do not babble repetitiously like the pagans, for they think that because of their many words, they will be heard." So first off, he says, when you do pray, don't do all that repetition like the pagans do, the unbelievers, as they pray to their God, thinking that because of all of the words that they pray, all the words that they say in their prayer, that their God is hearing them, that they're being heard. An old saying that I learned years ago was, you want to make your prayer as well as your sermons like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject, but short enough to keep your attention. Ha ha! Whoa, watch out there now. And that's about right. And so this is what Christ is saying. Make it long enough to cover this, long enough to cover the subject, but short enough to get God's attention. You don't need to have all these long, drawn out words and all this other stuff. It's not even profitable. It's not even benefit. Who is it benefiting? You're just hearing yourself. But he says in verse 8, "Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask. Therefore, you pray this way: Our Father who is in heaven, may your name be treated as holy." Now, again, I'm reading from the Lexham English Bible. "Our Father who is in heaven, may your name be treated as holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have been forgiven of our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Or, "Deliver us from the evil one. For if we forgive people their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive people, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your sins." Now, that's a lot to digest, and that's a lot to think about. So I want you to think about that for a minute while we go to this music break. Amen? Amen.
Show is that I'm still yet holding on. I'm moving at a steady pace, and I'm focused on the prize. running for you a long time. I've been running for you a long time.
Running for you a long time, and I won't turn back. Damita, check her out. She has a new CD that should be dropping, or it has already dropped. Check her out. Download her. Go on Spotify, iTunes. Check her out. The sister is she's doing her thing. Amen? Amen. All right. Back to the matter at hand. The kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said, hey, if you want to pray about something, this is what you need to pray about. You need to pray about, you know, first acknowledge that God, you're holy. And number two, that your kingdom come, and that as your kingdom come, it will do what's currently being done in heaven will be done here on earth. That's what I want to focus in on. Not all the externals, all right? First off, excuse me. Jesus Christ was providing a model for prayer. And he was indicating or showing people how to pray, which is first the acknowledging of God, God the Father, and that he is holy. He didn't say acknowledge Buddha. He didn't say acknowledge the Hare Krishnas. He didn't say acknowledge Allah. He didn't say acknowledge none of them folks. He said acknowledge God the Father. And when you do this, when you pray, you need to be praying and treating God as holy, unblemished, God the Creator. And this is what you need to be asking for. You need to be asking for God's kingdom to come. Now, that's deep, because what you're saying is, God, what's going on around me is not supplying to my need. It's actually subtracting from what I need, which is more of you. God, I need your kingdom to come into my life in every area, your kingdom to rule my life, and that I am to be a citizen and subject myself to your kingdom. Now, a kingdom is a government. We are here in the United States of America. I am a citizen of the United States government. I am a citizen of the United States of America because I was born in this country. But let's say you are born in Germany, you are a citizen of Germany, even though you may live in this country, unless you give up your citizenship, excuse me, and take on the citizenship of being a naturalized citizen. Then you become a citizen of the country that you are residing in. Well, in this case, the prayer is for us to become citizens of the coming kingdom of God, which actually is already here. It began the day that Jesus Christ announced that, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand, meaning that he was God's representative on earth and that the kingdom of God was now present on this earth. And for everyone to get into position, everyone to bow down, God's kingdom is now here. But this is the thing. It takes place in phases. So we no longer want to be, that's why he's saying you need to pray to God, treat him as holy, and what you need to be praying for is that you become a citizen of the coming kingdom of God. And that as you become a citizen of the coming kingdom of God, that as your kingdom is operating in the heavenly realms, God, I want that same operation, that same governmental authority, that same blessing that the king gives out across his kingdom, I want it to operate in my life, in every realm, financially, physically, health-wise. A kingdom, when people praise their king, they are extremely proud of their king because their king has done great things and he dominates, but he dominates out of love. He doesn't dominate or rule with an ironclad fist. That's why he's a king. And you can't take this kingdom away from him. The same is to be said with Jesus Christ being the king. This kingdom will never part. So when this kingdom comes, this kingdom government comes into fruition, which is now invisible, becomes visible. We, all other kingdoms got to bow down. Everything else is done. Forget it. Period. That's why we read in Revelations that the kingdoms of the world will form together to attempt stupidly, if that's even a word, stupidly, dumbly, to try to stop the kingdom of God being established here on earth. That's what Armageddon is. The kingdoms of the world are going to stupid. I mean, it's stupid, but they're going to try to stop God's kingdom from being established on earth. The new world order is going to try to stop God's kingdom from being established, but it's already taken place when Jesus Christ was born. I love it. Look at the stupidity of man. Look at the stupidity of humanity, that those that are in power want to stay in power, and they want to stay in power in such a way that they think that they can stop or, for lack of a better word, thwart the plans of God. What? You got to be really twisted in your mind to think that you can stop the kingdom of God. God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want that as believers. God, we want your will to be done. Just like how things are going on in heaven, we want it to be done here on earth. Now, that's a deep thing. That's a very deep thing. Let me go a little deeper with you. First off, the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom right now. It's a moral and spiritual kingdom right now, it is, which is God's grace. This period that we're currently in right now, this period since Jesus Christ came, earthly ministry, his death, his resurrection, and then his ascension to sit at the right hand of the Father, and then he gave gifts unto men, that moved us into the administration of grace. We are currently living in the grace administration, which was set up by Jesus Christ, by the works that he completed. Now, the subjects that consist of this grace administration are you and I. We take on Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We are saved by grace and not of ourselves that any man should boast. Amen. But we're saved by grace and we accept Jesus Christ as Lord. You can only have a Lord if you have a kingdom. Get what I'm saying, people? So as you have now moved yourself because of this grace administration and you say, I want to be a part of this kingdom, you've just made Jesus Christ as not only your Savior, but Lord. That's a government. That's a governmental position. That is the highest position. Amen? Now, as Jesus Christ is the head of this thing, the inward reality of this kingdom that is existing started to exist when God walked with us on earth. The Word of God says that God's Word, God formed His Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among men. That was the beginning of the earthly kingdom being taken place. God stepped down from his throne. God can do what he want to do. Most people try to figure it out, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, God the Son becomes flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among men. That was the beginning of the earthly kingdom of God on this earth. So now when Christ returns, that will be the final phase of God's kingdom come, his will being done on earth, meaning the establishment of the actual, you can see it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can feel this government, this kingdom government, which will be ruled by righteousness. And it will have a royal priesthood that will administer this righteousness. I want to go deeper, but I don't have the time. But know this much, that the administration that we're currently in is the grace administration. But there's getting ready to be a time where the kingdom is coming in full view. And at that time, all of those false prophets, false teachers, false evangelists, got to bow down. If you're not part of kingdom building, if you're not part of this kingdom, you will be thrown out of the kingdom. If you don't have your citizenship papers, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, you're going to be thrown out of this kingdom. And God's kingdom is going to be on the entire earth. So where are you going to go? You're going to hell. You're going to be going to hell. Hell is it is as much a physical place as heaven is. We just don't see it right now. We got to unplug from the matrix, people. This is real talk. And those that are in power, that are elite, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities that sit in high places. There are people in position of authority, elite people with money, that know that all of this that is going on around us is spiritual. So brothers and sisters, boys and girls, NFL fans around the world, I want to thank you for thinking about this morning, that when you are praying, you need to be praying for the coming kingdom of God. And as you pray for this coming kingdom of God, that number one, that you are a part of it, because the alternatives are not good. And number two, that God's will in your life is being done here on earth as God is willing to do his purpose and intention in heaven. My. I almost want to shout, but I won't. But brothers and sisters, know that the coming kingdom of God is already here. But when Christ returns, the physical kingdom will be established, the final phase of the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Well, thank you so much for letting me into your earlobes for just a brief moment in time. God bless you. Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there. It's Super Bowl weekend. It's going to be a whole bunch of foolishness. Don't get caught up in it. Have fun. I'm not going to say who I'm rooting for. I want to see Carolina win, but I think Denver's defense might have Carolina's offensive number. But we'll see. It's going to be a good game. It's not going to be a rollover. Anyway, y'all be blessed. Have a good one. God bless. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Call me Martin Luther, feeling like a king. Standing 7 feet tall like I'm Yaming. Yaming, turn up, we won't make a fuss. I wish I had some more hands to praise him like an octopus. Sitting down, it's not for us. When I think I can't complain, cause I'm still sane. 6 years in the chain gang. This is not the ending, this is the beginning. Praise bust a hole through your ceiling. But the ceiling wide open, your love is falling, we soaking. I praise and worship you with every word that is spoken. Last days here, be prepared to fight. Going way down in that jungle like I'm Dolomite. Dance, 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 everybody hit the floor. And I need to see your hands up and down, and there you go. Some may call me Mr. Tolan, some may call me Tony Yo, but every time I'm in the building, I'ma bust the ceiling, yeah.